Good morning. My guest this morning is Andrea Van Dyke from the Occidental Center for the Arts. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, you've got one of certainly your favorites, and I think the favorites of a lot of the members of the Occidental Center coming on, what's the date?
This Saturday, December 16th.
And this is Peppino D'Agostino.
That's right.
Talk about him.
Well, he is... This is his fourth concert at OCA, and we're so proud that he considers us part of his venue list, because from humble beginnings as a young Sicilian who immigrated from Italy 30 years ago, Peppino has become one of the top acoustic guitarists in the world and composers.
Wow.
Recently named Best Acoustic Guitarist by the members of Guitar Player magazine. And he has a unique style with lots of open tunings and percussive effects. He's had a profound influence on younger musicians coming up, and collaborates as a composer with wonderful musicians like Tommy Emmanuel, Leo Kottke, Sergio Assad. Sergio Assad actually composed two of his latest CD, Peppino's latest CD called Penumbra, is technically complex, a wonderful bridge between classical and acoustic guitar. And all of his music, he calls it minestrone music, because it combines everything from classical, jazz, folk, Celtic, Brazilian, into a wonderful melange of flavors and colors. Plus, his own personality is very warm and accessible. The thing that thrills the audience, he did this last year, is he went out in the audience at OCA with his guitar and approached people right just a foot or two away from them. And he's just a wonderful performer in every way.
Just like a gypsy virtuoso going from person to person.
Yes, and he had a sold-out tour of China last year. His music is featured in the Monterey Bay Aquarium. And lately, he's been writing, for fun, musical licks for new versions of the game, such as Sims, which I've never heard of, or Dragons of Atlantis, things like that. He's always innovative. He reaches out to all kinds of outlets for his music. He is simply a guitarist, and he is also a master teacher.
How does someone from Sicily, not the center of the earth by any means, get this kind of virtuosity?
I don't know, but I suspect that his playing is key to that. I mean, it's simply, there's no boundaries, and he likes to... experiment and be fluid, and he encompasses so many musical influences that he truly is a world-class international musician, and we're happy to have him back again for the fourth time at our humble venue this Saturday.
Well, there are soloists who are really like vacuum cleaners as they go through the world and inevitably play with other musicians, pick up those styles, pick up those extra special moments that he can work into his own music, I'll bet.
Fortunately for us, he lives in the Bay Area.
It sounds like he is a seasoned traveler.
Yes, he's traveled to over 30 countries. He performed at many, many international festivals. And he even goes on cruise ships to do a teaching package of guitar lessons.
Wow. Yes. Oh, that's fantastic. For all you folks out there, don't miss this show.
It's at 8 p.m. So be there by 7:30 at Occidental Center for the Arts.
Okay. This is 8 p.m. on the 16th, right?
This Saturday.
Okay. All I can tell you besides that is for tickets and information, 874-9392, online, OccidentalCenterForTheArts.org.
And tickets will be available at the door.
Great. Thanks, Andrea.
Thank you, Roland.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.